Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
32547.
And that was 32547.
Yes. And your name
I have
is?
Your first and last. My name is Destiny.
Destiny, hey, how you doing? My name is James Buchanan.
Okay. Well, you spell that first name. You said James, right?
Yeah, James, and the last name is
Buchanan.
Yes, it is.
Okay, just hold one moment. What exactly is it that was ordered?
Well, ma'am, that's the thing I need to talk to you about. I've got two charges on my bank account, and I never did order anything from y'all.
What's the charge amount?
I've got each one of them is $59.89.
Is the account under your name, or do you think he's under someone else's name?
It's obviously, I don't really know. Let's look into it for me, okay?
That would just be right here. One moment. Let's see.
Yeah.
And I'm still here, just so one moment.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything about your first and last name. So
okay,
the account, can I try your phone number?
Okay, let me ask you this for a minute. Mm-hmm. On the charge, I'm looking on my bank statement. Right prior to your phone number, there was a 3040.
Okay, what type of number is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with my bank.
Okay, well, I'm not. Can I try a phone number to see if I'm able to pull up something like that?
Sure. 850 543 5035.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, I need to locate that account. Will you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 1959 Waterford Ridge Road.
Okay, so I do see here you have a meal plan with us.
A meal?
A meal plan, yes, sir.
A meal plan, M-E-A-L.
Correct.
No, I don't.
M-E-A-L. No, okay, so basically
yeah.
You could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item, such as an iPod, Instapod, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Oh, that is such a scam. Nothing ever happened with that, I think. I remember that, ma'am. I think it had to do with maybe Sam's. I need to request some credit because nothing ever happened with whatever I signed up for. It was a partial sign up for one thing. Nothing ever became of it, and I don't even think I completed it completely. So, obviously, I never received anything from y'all.
Okay, so basically, you could have paid like $1 to $5. Okay, so it's not something that you were supposed to receive in the mail. It's an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy. So basically, you could have paid like $1. So $5 for inch.
Yeah, I'm going to request a full refund for those two amounts, please. nothing ever was received from your company.
Okay, so what I can, let's see. Well, you do know for, wait, so you're saying that you never placed this order at all?
If you can, I don't think so. Once again, I never received anything from your company for that $59.89 charge, for those two charges. So that leads to me to believe that I'm eligible for a refund. Do you agree?
Okay. So you're saying that you never... Okay, so would you like for me to transfer you over to the fraud department?
The who department?
To the fraud department.
I'm sorry. I'm going to ask you one more time. What department is that?
Fraud. Would you like for me to transfer you over to the fraud department?
Yes, Destiny. Yes. That's where it needs to go. You can't help me out, right?
Okay, well, due to you stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can get you transferred over.
All right. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Okay, just one moment. I'm going to gather up the information so I can get you transferred over.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just hold one moment. I'm still here. Just hold one moment.
Okay, Destiny. Thank you.
Okay, so the email we have here is the flrunnerjp@hotmail.com.
It sure is.
And that phone number is 8505-435-035.
Correct.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information. The information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was there in first place. But I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over.
Yeah, because once again, I never received anything from your office, from your company. So, based on that.
Yes, I do understand. Just hold one moment.
Yeah. Okay, ma'am.
And I'm still here, just so one moment.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just bear with me.
That's okay. Thank you for staying in contact with me.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Just stay on the line, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.